Oh, yeah, that's how it always starts. But then later there's running and screaming.
The world has just changed so radically, and we're all running to catch up. How can we possibly have the slightest idea of what to expect? With the best intentions, some of the worst things imaginable have been done with the best intentions.
Dr. Malcolm, I have shared a few campfire stories with my uncle.
You can convince the Washington Post and the Skeptical Inquirer of whatever you want, but I was there, I know what happened, and so do you.
I don't think you're giving us our due credit. Our scientists have done things which nobody's ever done before.
Yeah, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could that they didn't stop to think if they should.
Hello, welcome to episode 53 of Jurassic Minutes, the Mark issue, where we discuss recent movie, toy, and franchise news for the Jurassic series. I'm Brad.
I'm Dave.
And in this episode, we are going to talk a little bit more of news that's coming out of air quotes Jurassic City. We're going to talk about that. And there's also some other stuff we're going to talk about towards the end as well, so stay tuned there. But, David, on the purchase front, so you've got a couple of nice little figures in your collection there.
I wasn't going to buy anything initially this month, but I got a gift card for my birthday last month. And so I'm like, all right, I'll spend a little bit on Jurassic Park. So I got off Amazon the Bumpy plush, which Collect Jurassic, shout out to him for announcing that it had gone down so low on Amazon. I got that for a steal of a price. Well, I mean, it didn't cost me anything as I had a gift card, but if I did have to, it was only like $6.
And even knowing that it was down that low, just being able to jump on it and pick it up, whether you paid for it or not, that's great.
It's actually a lot softer than I expected it to be. I thought the shell, you know, like the hard part of the dinosaur, would be like a polyester shell. But it's all the same textures, all that same kind of fake Sherpa.
Okay.
Texture. And apparently, a friend of mine told me this. You press the foot. I can't remember which one it was, because the noise it makes is kind of bleh. But if you press the foot, it makes a noise. It's not a pleasant noise, but it does make a noise.
And, of course, just what collectors want is a built-in noise function like that you can't take the batteries out. So you've probably got about 12 months of it making noise before the batteries either die or they start to corrode in there, and it won't make any noise anyway.
No. Thankfully, though, it's in a very inconspicuous spot, and you kind of got to really squeeze the foot to make the sound. And the other thing I got was the Dilophosaurus, the Noble Collection one, the Dilophosaurus plush off Amazon as well.
Oh, nice. We talked about that in the last year, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. That was one of the things one of the new reveals from the Noble Collection lineup, along with, I think, Blue and a T-Rex.
Yep. No, very nice. Have you got any of the original Jurassic plush figures?
I have none from the first movie, none of the Dakin ones from the first movie. I might ruffle some feathers here, but I always kind of found them ugly. I have a nice little collection from the Lost World. I have one of the T-Rexes, the Velociraptor, the Stegosaurus, Pachycephalosaurus, and the rare Mamenchisaurus plush toy from the Jurassic Junior line.
Okay, that's coming back to me now. I think we discussed this when we're doing the Lost World, the minute you're talking about them, and I had no knowledge of there actually being plushes for the Lost World. I thought it was only Jurassic.
Yeah, these were made by Equity Toys, and they have like kind of hard plastic heads and legs, and the Jurassic Junior line has no hard features whatsoever, so it's kind of a little better for like little kids who want to take it to bed with them, you know?
Yeah, being able to get some younger kids into the Jurassic, into the collecting.
Yeah. Versus, like, the Stegosaurus, where the tail spikes are made out of hard plastic. And that's... I feel a little pokey. And then I also got the T-Rex and Genie the Troodon from the Jurassic Park, the live tour run.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Remember that?
The Gallimimus, or not Gallimimus. I keep thinking it's the Gallimimus because it's Gallimimus shape, but it's actually the comp. If you didn't realize this, Genie the Trojan is the Compi model reshaped to be vaguely raptor shaped. Mm-hmm. So it kind of ends up looking like a giant Compi. And the plush toy especially looks like a Compi, so that's one of the reasons I grabbed it was, well, if I can't have a life-size Chronicle collectible Compi, because I never finished the payments on that, I'm going to get one in plush version.
Yeah. Yep. Getting something that's one-to-one like that.
Yeah.
A good little thing to have. I don't. I've got a conservative Velociraptor here now for the Jurassic plushie, which is probably close to what an actual Velociraptor size would have been, but it's, not one-to-one for the film, unfortunately. But
the Genie plush was actually kind of hard to track down because I ended up getting it right at the start of the pandemic when all the live shows ended up getting postponed and halted. And it took me a while to track that one down and at a decent price. I was kind of surprised how long it took because I would have thought that, like, scalpers would have jumped on that right away and started reselling them.
Yeah, but then whether or not they're available to sell, obviously the show and all that would have been shut down. All that stuff would have been locked away in venues or store in warehouses or whatever, with no one being able to go to actually get it to clear some of that stuff off. Like making money back on it was probably the least of their worries at that time with everything that was going on. But at least they're able to get some out there in the market, and you'll be able to get one. I've only the one thing we talked end of last year, the Lego licensed Trenosaur skull that was coming out. I was in my local Target yesterday and seen it in there. Did not expect to see it in the wild at all. I've been watching the other Jurassic Park sets come and go. I finally got to see the Visitor Center set the other day and was not paying $200 for that, so that stayed there, but was able to pick up the Lego T-Rex skull. I haven't made it yet. It's there. I'm going to be doing that over Easter, so.
Nice
little Lego thing there. I've never got the gates or any of the other big Lego sets for Jurassic, so it's I know it's not accurate sort of a skull, but I think it still looks pretty good, and it'll display nice and that little display stand it comes with. That's pretty much it for me. Before we get into the news, just briefly, March is the podcast anniversary month, and David, would you believe it? This is we're going into our 7th year of talking Jurassic.
Wow.
It's been a journey.
Really?
Covering 5 films, minute by minute wise, having Fallen Kingdom and Dominion come out in that time as well, and now the new Jurassic film, Jurassic 7, on its way as well. So it's been great, and I can't thank you enough for coming out everywhere. At one stage when we're doing 2 releases a week, it was nearly every weekend, every Saturday night to record an episode. So cannot thank you enough for that.
And thank you, man. I've enjoyed having these chats.
15 years ago, John Hammond had a dream. Like John himself, the dream was grand. It was outsized. It was bold. It was impractical. It was not to be. Well, half an hour from now, John Hammond's dream, reimagined, will come true. For 1/100th the cost of building a destination resort thousands of miles away.
Let's talk about some news, shall we? Where we left off in February, David Leitch had just come on, and we pretty much assumed talks were done. He was going to direct Jurassic 7, and then it was reported the day after we recorded that David Leitch is out, and the hunt for a new director begins. Fast forwarding to a couple of weeks later, it was then revealed that Gareth Edwards was in talks. Then Gareth Edwards was in negotiations, and Gareth Edwards announced as director of Jurassic 7. Bit of a turnaround there from the different sort of styles of both directors. One more action based, one more technical based, I'll say. Just recently seeing the creator, big fan of Rogue One.
Same.
I can't see this as being a bad move for the new Jurassic film.
No, this is actually a great move, and I had actually written down some thoughts here. Let me pull them up, because I honestly think this is possibly the best director we could have gotten. I know that a lot of people have complained about his characters, but keep in mind that David Koepp is the one writing the movie, so he's just locked in as a director. And his visual style, I know that he's a big fan of Jurassic Park in the first place. He made a lot of references in the first Godzilla movie that he directed. I think like some of the sound design, some of the visual, the helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning of the movie was the same paint and color. I think it was pretty much just about only missing the engine sticker on the side of the door. Mm. But yeah, he's going to be a great director, and I am really, really looking forward to it. Here we are. Never mind. I already covered everything I was going to say.
Oh, there you go. Didn't even need notes.
But yeah, I'm just really, really excited. I think when I heard that he was pegged for the directors the first time, I was genuinely really, really excited about the prospect of this movie. And I think combined with Kep's characters, because he's really good at writing characters, and Gareth Edwards' visual style, we're in for probably one of the best Jurassic Park movies since the first two Spielberg movies.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know if I sent the links to you, but there's a YouTube channel called Corridor Crew. They look at special effects in films and everything. He's been on as a guest for the last two episodes, as of this recording anyway, and talking the creator, talking some of his early films, Monster and that, which I have not seen, but I'd really want to after seeing some of the behind the scenes. And just the way his eye and how his mind works of just getting little simple tricks for visuals and special effects that just aren't complete CG.
Mm-hmm.
I am sort of worried that a lot of his stuff has been CG, and what's our animatronic department going to look like for this? Because we know that Joe Johnson, when he came on the JP3, was sort of big on special effects, but hadn't really done a lot of work with animatronics, and that is sort of one of the criticisms, amongst others, of that film.
If the visuals are anything like Rogue One, I don't think we have anything to worry about, because that's probably one of the best researched Jurassic Park movies, Star Wars movies that we have gotten in the Disney era. Everything about it, Gareth Edwards understood the assignment on a visual level that we've not really seen outside of Andor.
Yeah.
Or the original trilogy.
Yep. It just sort of, and we've commented on this with some of the dinosaur designs going in these new films, just trying to go too realistic, when like a lot of the ship designs in Rogue One, he sort of went back and it actually looks like the models put back together.
It does, exactly, yes.
Yeah, it's CG, but it's CG done right and homaging what was originally done, not having sort of your prequel style mirrored finishes on ships and that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And
well, like, even the way the light hits, in that first scene where we get to see the Death Star and the Star Destroyer pulls forward into the sunlight, and you see the sunlight hitting it, and it kind of has this glow effect that almost looks like an actual model from the 1970s. It's beautiful.
Yeah. With all this going on too, the release date next year has not changed, so he's got some work to do. Now, him coming on so quick, obviously, reading the script and saying, yep, let's do this, it puts faith in what Kep's written. There's a lot of talk at the moment whether it's going to be a prequel or something set after Dominion. I think that's more so coming from Kep being sort of that older, or being involved in the original trilogy, not what come after. Yeah, but we did then get the news a little bit later that rumors the film was going to be shooting in Hawaii, which did not did not help the prequel train either, with speculation, are we going back to Nublar or Sauna, or is there something else? Is Hawaii going to stand in for Costa Rica and we're going to actually have a story on Costa Rica this time, or something like that? So again, early stages, they're not set to start filming until July anyway, so maybe Real Tours Hawaii or someone over there might spot some scouts for Jurassic. But Dave, any thoughts on returning to Hawaii?
I'm just going to say that, like you said, there's no guarantee that we're returning to the islands with returning to Hawaii. But I do hope that they actually film on some of it on Kauai and don't just stick with Oahu like the Jurassic World movies did.
And Gareth, I'm pretty sure with how much he loved that original film, I could see him going out of the way to make sure that happened or happens.
Agreed.
Just at the very least, because we know, well, for Jurassic World, a lot of it was background shots, plate shots that they later used for the stand-in for Main Street and New Orleans. And so even though it wasn't filmed there for those scenes anyway, we did get the petting zoo and the Hilton and that sort of stuff there, the convention center being filmed. But we need to see those misty mountains back and those grassy plains.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I mean, no offense to Oahu, it's a very pretty island, but there's a reason Kauai is called the Garden Isle. It's beautiful, and like I said, no offense to Oahu, it's very pretty in its own right, but there's something more wild about Kauai. It's older, it has more, I don't know what is the je ne sais quoi about it, but it just feels, it hits different, you know.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, and we've got an oversaturation of sort of that sort of main island shooting. A lot of movies and that have been there and done it, so getting back to Kauai would be awesome. And then I mentioned earlier, someone posted, I think it came off Twitter, that a possible title for the new Jurassic film was going to be Jurassic City. I know a lot of fans have sort of dismissed that straight away, saying, well, that's just the working title. Unfortunately, to have Jurassic in your working title doesn't really make it much of a working title. A lot of the reasons they come up with these fake titles now is to keep press, paparazzi, that sort of stuff away from... Even though today's world, it's a lot harder. As soon as Real Tours Hawaii is for Eptide filming here in the convention center in Honolulu, you know straight away that it's a Jurassic film. They're filming Jurassic World there, so... Someone's read Jurassic City. I'm hoping that's just a B-movie script that was on someone's desk and they thought it was this movie, because it's not a real good title. But then there's been rumours of the film sort of being the same sort of feel, tone, whatever you want to call it, of something like Escape from New York, where it's got to go in, get something out, get someone out, and then get back out. Which extraction movie, that's what all the Jurassic films have really been, so.
Mm-hmm. I've also heard that the Jurassic City title was actually a fake and not the actual title or even a working title. And like you said, I just said that it's just a script that landed on somebody's desk. It'd be hilarious if that ends up being a spoof movie. Like an Asylum spoof movie.
Yeah, last night I was on Amazon Prime here looking for a movie to watch, and we ended up going with Let There Be Carnage, the second Venom movie, which I'm not going to talk about. But typing Jurassic into there, and there would have been 7 or 8 Jurassic Jungle, Jurassic Island, just spoofs, Jurassic Dominion,
or Jurassic Planet.
Yeah, Jurassic Planet. And just watch the trailers of some of these movies. Jurassic Games, obviously trying to take on the Squid Game thing when that was popular. Just as you said, All Asylum. I think the last one I watched was one that came out for Rip It on Pacific Rim. And it was just, just people, bad actors talking to each other, and then 2 seconds of a CG bad-looking robot. And then, much like a lot of fans had issues with the original Godzilla, just turned away from all the fights. And so I wasn't even going to subject myself to any of those, air quotes, Jurassic B-movies or C-movies, really. The human hybrid raptors has come up again. I think the problem is, because none of this is coming from Universal, it's all coming from comingsoon.net or Collider or all these sort of scoop, clickbaity sort of stuff. It's pure, or the ability to be able to just throw your own sort of rumour in there at the moment. Everyone seems to be reporting on it, everyone seems to be talking about it, so if you want clicks on your site, just throwing mud at the wall and seeing what sticks, really, at the moment. There's nothing really at Universal, even now, coming at the end of March, that's actually been announced and revealed by Universal themselves. And then, there was an article coming, apparently Zach, the actor that played Zach Mitchell, would love to return to the series. I know a lot of fans have put a big hell no on that. I think it was the same when Bryan Cranston was saying he'd love to be in it as well. I'm sure actors would say they'd love to be in it. Mm-hmm. Up until that point, we hadn't had any casting yet. Gareth Edwards had only just taken it over, so obviously there'll be some stuff going on behind the scenes there.
Though I did hear that, and this is just a rumor, Scarlett Johansson has been in the talks to lead.
Well, yes, and then it came out again by another one of these sites that confirmed ScarJo is going to be in.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that. I just know that she was in talks. And honestly, I don't think a bad pick. I know a lot of people were like, oh, we don't need that kind of star. She's not just a star. She's actually very talented. She can act. She can sing. She can play instruments. I don't want to sound like a fanboy here. I'm really not. But having that kind of star power would be a huge boost to this movie.
Yeah, agreed. I'll quite often jump on the no-name, get the no-names in there, so that way you're not sort of going into a movie preconceived notions of what they're meant to be, what they act like, and that sort of thing. But then I'll turn around and say, well, Tom Cruise in Oblivion or stuff like that, I just absolutely love. So, and his name didn't help the box office of that film, unfortunately. But with what we know, the history of the film, David Leitch coming in, I wonder how early Scarlett Johansson had been approached to do some, whether this is just formalities at this point. It's hard to sort of talk about it without just singling out the Marvel stuff, very action-based. Outside of that, current stuff, really, the only thing I've really seen is Ghost in the Shell, which I know a lot of people had issues with because of that whole casting and that. I didn't care. She was fine in it. I've got no problem with her being in this film.
No.
As you said, it's probably star power it needs. Get some no-names around, maybe someone else that's... I know with Gareth being brought in, a lot of people have said Felicity Jones from Rogue One, get her in there. I can't remember the other person, Neil. The main lead from... I can't remember his name. The main lead from The Creator, get him in there. He's worked with a lot of really talented actors.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope they're smart about it instead of just getting your sort of your Chris Pratts, your famous people for the sake of being famous. So, but again, March, we're early on. It was then announced that it's set to start filming in the UK in July, which we know a lot of Lockwood Estate, the mansion stuff was all done over there. A lot of filming's done over in the UK now, so I don't think there's much... much need for concern there either.
Mm-hmm. Well, they also have Pinewood Studios, so that could be a big thing too, you know?
Mm. Well, yeah, and so that's sort of it. That's all the news we've got for the new film. I've got a wild prediction. I'm going to put it out now. I reckon this film is, or the JP Survival we're getting is the game adaptation of the movie. I reckon they're going to go back and we're just doing a prequel film set
well,
half an hour after the park.
They're also doing Jurassic Park Survival, which is basically what Jurassic Park the game was.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny because this is like, if I had a quarter for every time we had a Jurassic Park video game about the immediate after effects of the first movie, I'd have a 75 cents, which isn't a lot, but it's kind of weird that it's happened three times now.
Yeah, and I can really guarantee in 10 years' time we'll have another one. It'll be updated for the PlayStation 10, or by that time it'll be Hover VR or something.
Oh yeah, that's how it always starts. But then later there's running and screaming.
Let's talk Jurassic Park Survival briefly. It has been on a rocky road. There's been a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes with the parent company and all of that. I'm not going to go into it here because I haven't read a lot on it. Jurassic Outpost has done a couple of good behind the scenes sort of stuff that's happening there, but apparently fans have been told that the Jurassic Park game will be getting done and will be going ahead. I think there was a Star Wars one that got cancelled. There's a couple other stuff that's been cancelled with the merger and takeover and sale of Saber Interactive and the other stuff behind the scenes there. So since there was no release date on the trailer, we don't know if it's been delayed. We're still probably looking at 2025 for that game coming out, which gives us a little bit more time to update our systems, Dave, to be able to play it, which is good. Yeah, I think we said when that trailer came out, I'm glad that it wasn't being released that Monday, otherwise I would have been looking for another credit card, I think, just to be able to pay for the game and be able to buy a system to play it on as well. Also behind the scenes, Mattel, it's been 5 years since they got the Jurassic license, and their license for the Jurassic series, Jurassic franchise, has just been renewed, presumably for another 5 years, so all the great stuff we've got at Mattel over the last 5 years, that's going to continue, which I'm looking at a big pile of figures here that I've purchased. A lot of the random dinosaur purchases have sort of slowed down in favour of more of the legacy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The nostalgic stuff, I'll say. So I'm just excited to see what's coming this year, next year, into the future. Obviously, this is coming out now as they'd be in full pre-production on the next dinosaurs characters possibly as well for the new film, because all that stuff would have to be in the pipeline now as well.
True. There's one hang-up, and that's the Mattel Creations list came out, and Jurassic is not on it this time.
Oh, okay. Well, that and their distribution really needs to improve. I always grumble. The franchise is made popular by international and the worldwide fans, and we need to stop just catering to you collectors in America with your local purchases, because barely anything gets shipped internationally these days, and it's really annoying and expensive to go online and have to buy this stuff, because Evil Bay seems to be the main way of getting this stuff, and people charge them whatever they want for it.
Maybe they'll have a coupon day.
Yeah. Oh, please. I don't know if it's... obviously, it's AI-generated or something, but a lot of stuff you have bookmarked or on your want list on eBay and that, you do get an email a couple of days later saying the sellers drops 5% or something. I don't know how all that works, but sometimes they have their sales on, but it's normally just for local stuff. And talking about Mattel figures... we've got another release of the 93 Classic Collection here with the Track and Chase pack. Another Velociraptor. Thanks, Mattel, for that.
I do like the paint scheme on the Velociraptor. It seems very heavily inspired by the Alpha Velociraptor from the React Attack Jurassic Park 3 line.
I wonder if that's where they got that coloring from. Anyway, it's great, just it's not another brown or solid colour. There is a bit of, even though most of it's sort of that grainy cream or whatever that colour is. But even just the paint apps across the whole line, like the motorcycle's got that vibrant orange, the green, the yellow. But bearing the lead, we've got another Dennis Nedry here. It's not the 93 Nedry, and it's not the Nedry we got for the Cryo Can a couple last year. It's it's a throwback to that original can of stuff where all the characters with a big muscle, seemingly leftover rejects from Masters of the Universe or something. But
Swaldry.
Yeah. Well, this time they've it's like they've used the head sculpt from the last figure they released and put it on this muscle man, which just is very unsettling.
It's definitely like they did that. Nedry here did not skip arm day.
And I know I could come out of the more so from the Lego, the Jurassic World Lego series, where we get Nedry's nephew back on Nublar, and even the memes, I think, that Nedry lives, surviving the Lophosaur and that, and he's been on the island all this time, working out, planning his revenge, that sort of thing. And this is sort of the Nedry I'd see. I could not see Wayne Knight doing this, not now anyway, but it would be rather hilarious to see on screen. But as I mentioned before, distribution, I've got no idea if this is going to even get over here. I did find recently the Explorer, the Jungle Tracker set, whatever that one was called. So that got here. But as my comment says here, yes, it's so bizarre. Such a bizarre set. But, David, that's pretty much it for the March news. More movie stuff happening there. As I said, they're going to start filming in July. I can see we're probably going to start seeing some more stuff coming out between now and then. And then we'll start to see the fans or the paparazzi jumping chain link fences and getting shots of animatronics or stand-ins and all that sort of stuff we got with Dominion and Fallen Kingdom.
Yep.
But at least that'll give us a bit of an idea of what the dinosaur designs are going to look like. And just give us a bit of idea of what this film may be, when it may take place, and everything else. But I think with Gareth being involved, it's probably going to be I don't think it's going to be a big world-spanning sequel to Jurassic... To Dominion. More so probably just a smaller story.
From what we've been hearing talking about it, I think that it is going to be, because none of the other characters that we know of are reappearing. From the sounds of it, it's going to be a whole new cast.
I hope it's not if it's spoiled, that's one thing, but I hope there's no announcement. Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum, or sort of OG. If there's going to be a cameo, don't announce it. Just have them in there for 2 seconds. In what regards, I don't know. I'm not as slavish to that sort of fan service as I am to say, here we've got somehow the original Rex is back, but we've sort of skinned her more like she originally looked, but just a bit more haggard.
Like the cameo, like Malcolm's cameo in Fallen Kingdom, like I've kind of get the sense that it should have been a surprise, but Universal went and blabbed everything in the trailers anyway, and like you said, it'd be nice to keep that as a surprise and not see it like, oh, by the way, here's Alan Grant's cameo, we got him back with a buttload of cash.
Yeah.
Universal will be like, we can write all kinds of numbers on this check, Mr. Grant.
Yeah. And I don't follow Gareth on social media or anything. I wonder how he is with behind the scenes stuff, comparing it to Colin. Because if Colin was here and that was going to happen, you'd see the hat. There'd be just a photo of the hat, or little things like that. A photo of a prop that may suggest that character's coming back, or. And it's hard as a fan with what we do, staying away from that sort of stuff. It's we're gonna see stuff we shouldn't or don't want to see. But if you really didn't want to know anything, you'd just get off social media now. But in this world, you can't do that. But there's also going to be actors visiting sets and that sort of thing too. And, well, Chris Pratt was on set, so maybe he must be in it when he might have just been visiting a friend or something. So.
Well, I mean, knowing the fandom, they don't always keep secrets well. We pretty much knew Anakin was going to make several cameos in Kenobi just based on the fact that people had seen him on set.
Well, wasn't... I swear that Laura Dern was on set for something in Fallen Kingdom. She visited... She visited Bryce or visited someone on set, and of course all that started going speculation that Laura Dern was going to be in Fallen Kingdom, but obviously that never happened.
I don't remember that.
It might have been something else. I don't have notes, so that probably didn't happen. Anyway, that's been the March news, Dave. Anything else before we get out of here for the week and the month?
No, I think we're good.
All right, lovely.